Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly Trifactor Nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our motivated Monday Live Studio audience is ready to make some magic. Put on your common sense caps, we the people. Grab your pen and paper for all of the quality content you're about to hear. It's Take Action August and Patriotism Year. Yep, we had 1 month, just not enough. We're going to extend it for the whole year. Time to make your business, your life, and this country better. Take Action, BLC, BLC. Today's topic's on episode 240. Your Best Life, Antichrist, Business Reboot, The Border Invasion, Motivation Monday, New COVID Facts and Prevention, Words for Warriors to Defeat Marxism, and special guests Sherry Kalbaum and Sam Sorbo. Yeah, the actress Sam Sorbo, how awesome is that? And author. Delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things.
Are you
today's lineup, Virginia Prodan, a victory coach showing you how to live a life of significance, Dr. Joy Poof, or Poof. Sorry, Joyce. Yeah, you're going to correct me on that one. She's the author of Eden, The Knowledge of Good and Evil, 666, and Antichrist. Mm-hmm. Drew Stevens, revenue and business turnaround specialist, becoming thriving again. Mike Miller, Warriors for Ranchers. He's on the front lines down at the border, guys. He's helping families affected by the border invasion. He's also fighting against child sex slavery. Now, they kind of sugarcoat it, say human trafficking. It's not. It is sex slavery. And Eli Marcus, motivational speaker and professional mentor coach, showing you how to master and perfect your life and sit and shotgun a Michelle Patriotic. Soapbox. Our two special guests at 1 p.m., Sherry Kalbaum. She's a detox expert, author, and the Juice Lady. We're talking about COVID facts, truth, prevention, carcinogenic COVID test swab. Yep, it does. It's the most deadliest carcinogenic chemical in America. And detoxing after being poisoned. And he had to block the spike proteins from attaching to you. Spike proteins, that's the big problemo. And at 1:30, Sam Sorbo, she's a Hollywood actress, model, syndicated radio show host, and author of Words for Warriors, Fighting Back Against Crazy Socialists and the Toxic Liberal Left. And she's educating and empowering we the people to engage in our ongoing battle for freedom. So she'll be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show, Facts, Truth, Take Action, Items, Resources, and of course, a little entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's show. Today's guest. There are websites and their own shows and everything you need to grow your business, enhance quality of your life, make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. We're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. You can go to everythinghomelive.com, everythinghomelive.com to get directly to the listening live show. And of course, the link's at the top of our homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Breaking news. Number one, the FDA admits they didn't have a sample of COVID-19 when they made the PCR test last year. So they threw together some human and animal cells, some RNA from other coronaviruses. They called it COVID-19. PCR tests can't measure the quantity of the virus or any virus. So if it picks up just one fragment, you test positive. And we all have at least one fragment of a dead coronavirus in us, as in having the cold or the flu even years ago. It also means they can't test for the Delta variant because they still don't have one sample of the COVID-19 virus, and that's anywhere on the planet. It's never been isolated. So they can't compare it to how it was changed, which is what a variant is. So it doesn't exist. It never existed. Believe it or not, it's a digitally manufactured virus that's a computer file that they send out to the testing labs. They input their information. And this is straight from Mike Adams, who owns an actual plant and a manufacturing center for foods. And he's a lab scientist. And he does this for a living for years. You want to listen to his show, The Health Ranger, listen to Saturday's show and then today's show. You will hear all of this information. I'm going to put it on our website. So keep in mind the political propaganda. Timex is all a scam. It's a fraud. We are the people are being lied to. It's 12:06. I need to speed it up here. So I'm going to skip over. It's August 2nd, day 504 of 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
It's time to rip off those dirty masks. Do not wear them. They don't do anything. It even says it on the box. All the experts say it. 40 years of testing. And that no, they do not prevent the transmission of viruses. They're just a symbolism of control and tyranny. Say no to the non-vaccine. It does destroy your immune system. Talk about that with Sherry at 1 p.m. Don't take a fake COVID test. Every swab contains the most carcinogenic chemical in America. Go to your next school board meeting and your city council meeting. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action to stand up to the Nazi regime by joining our new movement, Save My Freedom Movement. We're organizing Americans, influencers, all the groups that have been on our show, and every American who are sick and tired of the tyranny and violations of our God-given human rights. We're going to do something about it. We're not just going to talk about it. We're going to take action. So if you want to join us, text ACTION, A-C-T-I-O-N, to 877-695-1886. You got to get involved today. Fight for your freedom because they're not going to end this political propaganda pandemic. Got to stop acting like we are the sheeple and take back our country. Do not shut this thing down. Just need to open it up 100%. Let's get on to the show. We've got to get these guests, but I've just got to get this out there, you guys. Sick and tired. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Frill Network. Today's topics on episode 240, Your Best Life, Antichrist, Business Reboot, The Border Invasion, Motivation Monday, New COVID, Facts and Prevention, Words for Warriors to Defeat Marxism, and special guests Sherry Kalbaum and Sam Sorbo.
Let's get ready to rumble!
First up is Ms. Virginia Prodan. She's an international human rights attorney, author, speaker, and victory coach showing you how to live a life of significance. She's even got a new podcast. Audience, big round of applause to Ms. Prodan. Virginia, how are you today?
I am doing fine, and I am so grateful to be here with such a strong leader and patriot like you. You have an amazing presentation, and it's true. For us to learn, see things for the clarity around us, and take action. And I am talking from my own life. I want the audience to know and understand that one person's action can reach so many and even can change lives or countries. For those of you that you don't know me, I'm the author of Saving My Assassin, a memoir published by Kindle House Publishers. I fought against a huge and cruel socialist and communist dictator, and by the grace of God, I am alive. In other words, it's time for us to recognize the lies and to fight. You are so right, Michelle. You are so right. Now, I see every single day, grief, people lost businesses, people lost employment. I see fear in America like never before. And I will say, yes, grief or fear, it's normal. But it can be seductive.
Well, in this situation, it's all based on lies, Virginia. That's the thing. When we've been talking about on this platform since I interviewed Dr. Jane Oria in June. And then over time, I was interviewing more people, like we had Clay Clark on, and then we started really digging deep into this entire political propaganda pandemic, and the information that's coming out most recently is literally mind-blowing. And I say that because I want everyone to listen to the Health Rangers episode. This is Mike Adams. He's one of our partners, and it will make your head explode, and then you'll get mad, and you will not have fear, and you will get it. And it was yesterday, or it was today's episode. Today's episode, you're going to have to be sitting down for it. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. But Saturday's episode, he puts it together because he first came out with this information. Then this is from the CDC and the FDA, so it's somebody's making it up. And that he first came out with it Friday, clarified more of it on Saturday, and then today was the icing on the cake. And it I just want to encourage everybody that this is literally manufactured, and the fear that you're having real fear, but as we know, fear is all in your head, false evidence appearing real. But the fear is being pushed on you, just like they did to Virginia in when her country. So I know it's really your topic is about inspiring, but this is inspiring people because you want them to realize what happened to you. What country was it? What country did you have the issue?
Romania. But have to decide whether or not you let the grief or losing jobs or everything that we have experienced in a year and a half or fear control you. And there are steps that you can do to do this. You have to seek the truth in the ocean of lies, because there are key moments in our lives where we are faced with a decision that will dictate the rest of our lives. And for us as Americans and people around the world, the moment is now that we have to confront the lies, confront the fear, and fight. If you don't see anything positive, or maybe you are waiting for a miracle around you, remember that you are the miracle. You in itself, you have skill, talent, the transformation power is in you. And it's time to shine and inspire others to see the miracles in themselves.
You have the power.
Yes, exactly.
You have the power, everybody who's listening.
Yes. In a word filled with division, you can be a unifier. Yes, that is power, and I can show it to you. You don't have to seek to win an argument with people. You just have to help them find the truth. I'm not asking to deny the existence of mountain of lies and grief in our lives. I'm asking you to deny its power to stay and refuse to allow it to conquer you and to stop the plan for your life. And plan for your life is to live a significant and successful life. Significant is because you can transform other lives. You can be successful by bringing the truth in other lives. The power is in you to build or rebuild your life, your business, and our country. We do not have to wait for our representatives or people in media or anyone else or in government to change our lives or to make our lives better, because they are trying to make it even worse. And there are steps that I coach my clients and how they can do it and reach that level. And also, if you want to invite me to speak and encourage your group, because there is power in you. You can also read my memoir. They will speak about in the midst of a cruel dictatorship and with guns and controlling everything, I was able to stand up and to bring the truth and the government down. One person is able to do this. Now, if you want to see all this coaching or invite me to speak or to buy my memoir, you can go to virginiaprodanbooks.com. But I want you to look in the mirror today and to see and to say to yourself, the transformation power is in me. I do not have to wait for someone to make my life significant and successful. Because nobody's going to come from the government or from media from or other sources to help you. They are trying, like you said, Michelle, to put us into total submission.
Yeah, they're doing power. Everything to hurt you and destroy this company because those of you who are not aware, obviously they've got the mask mandates are back. The vaccines are being forced on you. What happened to my body, my choice, and the lockdowns are literally coming in 2 weeks. And this is with even more facts out there now. Like I said, this is the time that everybody needs to step up to the plate. Thank you, Virginia. You're the best. We'll talk to you next month, my dear.
You too. Thank you so much, Michelle. Keep doing what you're doing. You are changing lives.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. All right. We're a little over. It's just the beginning. I told you I got all fired up. It's just a lot of information. I got to get it out there. It's time, everybody. It's time. So some other information that will probably, well, it won't probably, it will make your mind explode. Some events. We got virtual events, just two of them, two virtual events. So you've got the Common Sense Summit. We had Clive Cleveland on the show talking about all the amazing guests. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, he's going to be talking. Dr. Jonna Diamond, who is one of our partners on the platform, and they're talking about all kinds of amazing things that's going on, like, oh, I don't know, this COVID scam. They're talking. They've got doctors. They've got experts. They've got historians. They've got journalists. They've got truth. They've got truth seekers, truth bomb throwers. Freedom fighters, attorneys, they're talking about the Constitution, they're talking about natural law. So it is unbelievable. It is free. So you need to register now. It starts this today and it goes through the 6th and you get the shows like 24 hours and you can have access to them. Let's just leave it at that. And then of course, don't forget Mike Lindell, the superstar Mike Lindell, he's got his cyber symposium August 10th to the 12th, but that's not till next week. Timing is interesting, huh? Lockdowns, then symposium. I'm telling you, this put the pieces together. It all makes sense now. So head on over to the virtual events page at the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, Take Action tab. Everything is there. Virtual events. Click on the graphic for Common Sense Summit. Register. Watch the experts tell you the truth. All right. I needed to bring on my next guest. I got to get back on track with the time here. So my next guest is Dr. Joy Pugh. She's going to correct me, and I apologize for butchering it. She's the author of Eden, The Knowledge of Good and Evil, 666, and The Antichrist, The Cloned Image of Jesus Christ. Kind of perfect timing for what's going on. Audience, big round of applause. Dr. Joy, please pronounce your last name correctly for me.
It's like pew, like P-E-W, church pew.
And I love how you said church pew, because that's what people need to keep going to, church, for the courageous pastors who kept their churches open. And for the ones who shut it down, find another church, people, and never give them another dollar. That's all I got. That's my PSA for today, Dr. Joy.
Well, you know, a lot of people call me just Dr. Joy, and that's what I go by. My website, of course, is drjoy.com, and Dr. Joy for me is D-R-J-O-Y-E. My name is Joy with an E. Very unique that my father actually dreamed my name before I was born many, many years ago, before there was anything that could tell you what sex of the child was going to be, but he had a dream and was told to name me Joy, J-O-Y-E, and so I usually just go by Dr. Joy. And that's what I do with my website there. And you're right. Everything that's happening right now is very much in tune to what I research and have been researching now for well over 50 years. Because
wow.
The books that I do and the ones that you mentioned are, in fact, about the end of days. And what we're seeing with everything changing, the hyperinflation, the grocery charges and costs going up,
mm-hmm.
the types of climate change that we're happening, you know, all over the world, or these weather patterns that we've never seen, everything from blizzards to hurricanes to typhoons. And when you start looking at what Scripture has told us would happen at the end of days, and there's going to be a time, it's going to be like a woman in travail. And we all know that when a woman gets pregnant, there's 9 months, and it's going to be a rough road as she goes through those 9 months. But as she gets ready to actually deliver that baby, then everything starts hitting it all at the same time with greater intensities and closer together. So when we have seen things in the past like earthquakes and maybe animal deaths and some, you know, crazy things happening around the world, what we're now seeing is all these things are escalating and coming closer and closer together. And so my work has been really a labor of love for a long time, but wow, is it really coming together right now more than it has ever come together in all the research time that I have been doing this. It is absolutely amazing when I turn on the TV and I see all the things that I mentioned in my books, because they're all very important right now. You've got to pay attention to what's happening. And a lot of people will call me and say, boy, I just saw this on Fox News, or just heard this or read this or saw this on something. And therefore, that's the main thing, is that I feel like that is what I've been called to do, and that's what my research is about. Very, very deeply researched books about the end of days.
And it's almost scary that you're saying all the research you're doing is coming true. It's almost like you don't want it to happen. You know what I mean? But you're like, this is what I did. But it's almost like, you know, I've had lots of guests on that have, you know, all kinds of like nonprofit organizations and therapy and help. And of course, they're there to do good. But as things are happening bad, they get more people to help. So they never want to grow in their outreach because they want to have less problems. But it's just the opposite. But at least you're there to explain, give the guidance on some of everything, because I know a lot of people are kind of confused. A lot of people aren't paying attention. But when you just open your eyes and literally everybody put that common sense cap on and just pay attention, you just go, oh, my God, it all makes so much more sense, because it's all coming so fast. It's coming at us so fast.
Really,
and that's the problem. And it's everything. It's every category. It doesn't matter. Pick every category. But I do want to mention, you said that somebody had said that they were watching Fox. Do not, everyone. And I know we talk about it a lot. Do not watch the mainstream media, because it was all that I took to watch just a little bit over the weekend to hear what they were saying.
Right.
And people, the problem is that doctors who have actually thought were credible are not. They're lying to you.
That's
so
right.
Either they're too
That's
lazy
right.
to actually follow facts or pay attention, or they are part of the problem and they're getting paid. And so literally go to the alternative
That's
media.
Right.
They're all listed on our website. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, go to Patriotic Media. At least you know there you'll get the truth. If you go to the must listen to page, you will get the people that have the talk radio shows, the TV shows, the podcasts, and they're going to give you the truth. Do not get it, because you'll go right into that fear cycle, which is all literally fake. Now, I just wanted to get more PSEs out there, Dr. Joy, because this really is a critical moment. And I think people are not realizing it, because maybe it hasn't really affected their pocketbook and they still think they live in a free country, which we don't. So all the research
you've done,
what I wanted to ask
yes.
you, and then you take that from there too, but of all the research you've done, which is the most critical right now where people will go, oh, my God, wow. you have to shock people. You know what I mean? To get them to pay attention.
Well, you know, the books that I've written, especially the book Eden, the Knowledge of Good and Evil, 666, Volumes 1 and 2, and then the Beguile series, which is Eden to Armageddon, and it's got three volumes. those particular books, really, when you start reading those, you're going to see everything come alive, because if you have not understood the days in which we're living, you're going to understand them in great detail when you read my work, because I have it all set up where you can follow what Scripture has told you and then look at really the science world, the world that we're living in, and be able to connect all the dots. I think that's the thing that I've been able to do for so long. In the research that I've done, I've put all the strategic things from every discipline together into one big picture so that you can see how they all interconnect. Many, many people don't think, well, this is the church saying this, and this is so-and-so saying that, and they have all these ideas about what science has to say. I bring all that to the table under one or two books and really explain it in a way that really wakes you up. My work is not a bedtime story, and a lot of people are a little bit nervous about reading stuff when they go to sleep about what I have to say. But, you know, Michelle, I'm the kind of person, I want to know the truth, because the truth will set you free. It does not matter how bad it is. As long as you know what to expect, then you can prepare and know what the future holds. If you don't have any understanding of that and you don't really get what is really happening right now, then there is a lot of fear, and that's what they want to drive, because if they can drive you into fear, you will do crazy things. And mob mentality, people getting caught up into the mindset. I go through all of this because that's how they get us herded together. Then they can do more things to us. I mean, this surveillance thing, I talk about the surveillance and the artificial intelligence, and the fact that we see the lawlessness happening to the point that they are going to use more surveillance. And then when you look at what they're doing as far as making us into transhumans and using these vaccines to get into our bodies so that they can control us and really move us back to the Tower of Babel. They're trying to connect us all. I did a lot of research on the pineal gland. I talk a lot about the pineal gland, but how they can really put something within you and literally control you at a distance like a remote control. And now we've got all these satellites that Elon Musk has put up, the Starlink satellites that are in low Earth orbit. You know, I explain how that is capable of connecting to us once we get something in our bodies that can transfer and receive information. And the pineal gland does have that kind of capability. And so I talk about it from a scientific standpoint so that you can learn, what do you need to be listening to? Why do you not need to listen to certain things? How your body is responding to evil, and you don't even know it, because they do it so hidden within good things. And then they use society to make you feel bad
that
so
you're
that
crazy.
You become politically correct. Yes, right. And the more this goes forward, people are going to be seen as really the bad people. And so they're going to go after us, and to the point
that means they're already coming.
You know,
they're already coming, Dr. Joy. That's the crazy part. I mean, this is all brainwashing. This is textbook. This is the art of war. This is the science of propaganda. This is the Communism Manifesto. It's all there. This is Marxism 101, the guy that wrote the book. I mean, it is, you just go, oh my God, my head just exploded once the light bulb goes on, and then you just got to get the word out. That's what I'm trying to do. But I got to jump back on my time frame here because I'm a little over. But Dr. Joy, give your website one more time for everybody.
Okay, it's Dr. Joy, and it's DRJOYE, joy with an E, .com. And I also have a Facebook page. It's Joy, it's JOYE. The last name is Pew, P as in Paul, UGH. And you can contact me there and keep up with all the research and all the things that I'm involved with around the world, and also the radio shows and TV shows that I'm on.
Yeah, follow this woman, because what she's saying is exactly 100%. Correct in that. I'm hearing it from multiple sources. So literally everything you just said, I can source and say like 15 different people who have said similar things that you would actually know their names and put them on like an incredible credibility pedestal. So you're right there with them, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you doing what you do and allowing me to talk about my research. God bless
you. Yeah, you too. We'll have you back on. Thank you for putting it out there. Thank you, my dear Dr. Joy, J-O-Y-E. All right, we're at 12:29. Michelle is a little over today. I'm fired up and fuego. Like I said, I'm trying to get you all this information. because, oh, it's coming. It is coming. It's the Biden nuclear bomb that's coming faster than what we originally expected. So my next guest is Drew Stevens. He's an author, revenue and business turnaround specialist, and the founder of Stevens Performance Group. He works with founders and senior leaders who are struggling and transforms them into a thriving business. He's going to make you more money. Audience, big round of applause. We love that. Drew Stevens, we're going to change gears. We're talk about diversity and inclusion. That's what this platform's all about, right?
She got me fired up, but I don't know what to say now, Michelle.
Oh, it's just insane. I'm telling you, if you get a chance, and I'm telling everybody, I'm going to say it one more time. Health Ranger. Go to the Health Ranger. He's on our must listen to page at the Take Action TAM. It's Mike Adams. You've got to listen to the episode he did on Saturday and the episode he did today. And after that, you're going to literally look at the world differently. And I would hope that you take action at this point. So, Drew, that is your homework assignment for today, to listen
you
to
got it.
So, and I think you will appreciate it. And so let's business, back on track, turn around. Let's turn around. Literally, we're turning around. All right.
What is it?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, the biggest thing, Michelle, is that there are businesses that are screwing up every single day. We have 400,000 businesses, restaurants, boutiques, family-owned businesses that literally went out of business because of COVID and the pandemic. Things have not gotten that much better. The economy is moving along, but let's face it, the economy is for big business. It's for the politicians that are very similar to what Dr. Joy was saying, are controlling everything that's out there. From the perspective of small business, they don't have the resources. But more importantly, small business is screwing up because they are facing 12 very big obstacles every single day that they don't seem to be aware of. And they need to fight through in order to create a more sustainable and thriving practice.
You want to rattle them off, and then we'll just touch on – rattle them all off so they know the 12, and then we'll touch on just a few of the key ones that they can turn and switch maybe really quick. They could turn it around.
Well, you know, just to make it easier for you and the audience, what did I do with this? I'll kind of amalgamate them into, you know, the 4 or 5. Number one, businesses don't have a very good strategy. They're very tactical, and they don't think of where they need to be in the next 3-4 years. Many small businesses also really suck wind in terms of marketing and customer service. The purpose of business is to create and hold on to customers, and they need to be your biggest fans. But if you're not creating the noise, then they don't know that you're there. And if you're not taking care of them, they don't know to be around you. The fourth one is that they're very poor on finances. Many organizations, I had a gentleman come to me the other day that owns a $1 million jewelry practice, had it for 46 years from dad. And I said, Craig, why are you crying? What's the matter? And he said, my business is sucking wind and I don't understand why. And I said, so what number do you need in order to have the business running every day? And he said, hell if I know. And that's the way almost 87% of businesses are. And the last couple, just to put them together, is the fact that many people tend to keep the business as the retirement, or they're too busy running the business that they don't plan for things. They don't plan for disability. They don't plan for retirement. They don't plan for savings. And just as important, they don't plan for succession planning. In other words, you know, I just turned 59. I'll be 60 next February. And at some particular point, you want to slow down. You want to enjoy your golden years, you know. And how do you do that if you don't know what's going to happen to the business when you're all said and done?
Yeah, the succession is a big deal. And a lot of people, depending on their age, in the past, they might have said, oh, I was going to hand it to my kids. And they look at their kid and go, oh, hell no. I've got to figure out plan
hand,
B.
Michelle, I had my kids that I wanted to have take over the business, and they said the same thing. Hell no. No, not interested. See ya.
Well, I both sides. Well, not only the kid has no desire, the parent looks at the kid and the parent goes, oh, no, you're not getting this. So you've just got to switch gears because, it's not like it used to be. So we've got about, what do I got? I got 2-3 minutes. All right. So what is something that somebody could do today to try to offset some of these 12 points that you briefly went through that they could, they need to bring to their awareness to make a change? Because as we obviously so far, not like I'm trying to get people depressed about what's going on in the world today, and neither are any of the guests. It's just, we want to bring the truth and a reality check so you can plan. You know, it's like you wake up every morning, you pray, you plan, you take action. So we're just giving you, we're just throwing it all out there because we don't want you to be surprised when things change. So what can we have them do?
There are three things, you know, very simply, and I don't want to sound trite. The easiest is call me and I can, because I consult and advise, but let me do this from a practical way. Number one, you need to be marketing yourself every day. You know, if you can't, the first sale is to yourself. And if you don't believe in your business, if you don't believe in the wares that you have, if you're fearful about picking up the phone, then you need to find somebody else that could do that for you. You need to hire someone that could physically do the marketing for you, because if there's no music, there's no noise. The second thing that you need to do is you need to create what I call a customer journey, although it's available in the market. And that is nothing more than what happens when a customer comes into your business. What is the route that they take? How do they get there? How long do they stay? And how do you ensure that they're helping you with your reputation? Because believe it or not, if you offer good customer service, you lower your marketing costs by 80% and you increase your revenues immediately by 38%, because your customers become your biggest avatars. So very similar to the places that you go to, Michelle, whether it's for a burger or getting your hair done or even buying, you know, blouses and those sorts of things, you tell your friends. And because you're excited, you want to bring your friends along. Well, other businesses need to do the same thing. And last but not least, look, if you don't like accounting, if you don't like bookkeeping, you think it's just a pain in the backside, then hire a bookkeeper. You need to know what the numbers are, because if you don't know the number that you need to keep the business open to pay off all of your expenses and eventually put money away, you're going to have sunk cost.
Brilliant. That is brilliant, my friend. Yeah, and you've got a great voice for radio.
Thank you.
Like soothing. It's kind of soothing. Like you're like, he's telling me things that I'm not really, that I need to do, but I'm totally not necessarily maybe want to or good at, but it sounds so relaxing. Right?
Somebody
told
once
me
that
it sucked,
I have a voice like a
I liked
of,
it.
chocolate.
Give your website, would you, Drew?
I certainly will. It's drew-stevens.com, and Stevens is with V as in victory.
Yeah, meditation. You need to do a meditation on demand session or something like that. I'm telling you.
I actually
did business meditation
the other day called A Leap of Faith. Maybe I'll come back on the show and I'll do 5 minutes of A Leap of Faith.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That works for me. Yeah.
Cool.
Business meditation. I'm on to something. I just handed you an evergreen. So go work with that. Go work with that.
You got it. I will do that.
like you need another thing to do during your day. Thank you, Drew. We'll talk to you next month. You're a great guy, and thanks for being
a
great partner.
You got it.
All right. My pleasure.
You be well.
Ah, what a good guy. Smart, too. And he's got a great voice. So we're at 12:38. Oops. Damn it. All right. Just real quick, I wanted to let everybody know that I did add some information on the COVID facts tab. Not only do you get, you can go there for treatments, medications, therapeutics, and protocols, which we know there's such a thing as COVID-19, so they actually, it's for the flu or for an extreme cold, okay? But I'm not, if you still want to be in the COVID-19 real world, then that's fine. I just want to give you the outlets and the information so you can feel better and do prevention. But what I did add was the exemptions for COVID vaccines, tests, and masks. So there's an exemptions page, and there's links there to documents, videos, resources from Peggy Hall and from the founder of Gab. So anytime that I find a resource, I'm going to be adding it there. So then you can go get that information. This is exemptions for COVID vaccines, tests, and masks, what to say. There's all kinds of videos, information, and actual documents, facts, truth, law, constitution. Remember those things, my body, my choice. So that's under the COVID facts tab. Tell your friends so they know where to go, what to do. All right, we're at 12:39. Let's bring on my next guest. I love this guy. My next guest is Mike Miller. He's the founder of Warriors for Ranchers, a grassroots organization that provides help to families who've been affected by the border crisis, the actual invasion. They're also taking a stand to fight against child sex trafficking, which is actually sex slavery. He's one of our platinum partners. Amazing man. Audience, big round of applause. Mike Miller, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Michelle?
I am excelente. Now, you're there in Texas. You're on the border. You've got a nice big ranch, which they seem to attack, penetrate, destroy, loot, all kinds of, you name it. It's happening, and this is happening to you and, I don't know, hundreds of ranchers, maybe thousands, all across the border. Doesn't matter what state.
I'd say thousands. And it's not just affecting Texas. I'm getting calls from Yuma, Arizona. So when I started Warriors for Ranchers, we were just a Texas-based organization and providing crisis relief for families. Now we are nationwide, and we have people in San Diego who are calling us. We've got people in Michigan, Montana, Ohio. Every state is starting to see an influx of illegal immigrants out there. So I have to tell you, I'm excited about one of your guests you have on here, and I'm going to plug her because I'm going to take three words out of her book, because her book is Warriors, Words for Warriors, and I've actually met Sam Sorbo. So I took the time to pull out three words I want to use in my thing here today, and one of the first ones is feargasm, also used by Ted Nugent. So we have a feargasm in the United States right now, and that's the feeling in people who allow fear to control them because they prefer to slink off in some kind of rationalized terror to adopt some courage and grow a pair. Also, the near exotic climax of those who relish inciting fear in others, used originally by famous rocker and devoted hunter Ted Nugent. We have a feargasm in America, and it's not just the mask mandates. It is this ginormous amount of illegal immigrants that are invading Texas. And the next word that I would like to use is globalization. And that's a really long description, but this is all the money that's being used with all these illegal immigrants coming into Texas. A lot of people have come to me and they go, Mike, don't you think that because they're getting free money here in the United States and they're getting paid the same types of benefits that United States citizens are getting, then what's the real benefit of being a United States citizen anymore or a immigrant who come to the United States legally when we got 10,000 people who crossed the border the other night just down in Mission, Texas. That's crazy. My last word that I would like to use is insurgents on page 109. People who rise against the government regime in a revolt against authority, usually in armed resistance. After the removal of the Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein, the United States aided the people of Iraq in establishing a stable and representative government. Insurgent terrorist groups sought an Islamic-run state and attempted to stop the democratization. Ultimately, they were defeated when the United States sent a surge of forces in 2007. I could continue to go on, but I want to talk about our insurgents are the cartel. And we have them. Fox News did a report recently with one of the Zetas come across the border in Hidalgo, Texas, completely armed. And he actually took the time to talk to the journalist and told him that he's just doing his job smuggling people across the border. What's happening in the United States is absolutely insane. And we have, well, she says the word lame duck in here. I could go on forever, but we have a lame duck who stole the election. And that lame duck and his colleague are basically doing everything they can to ruin our country right now. And they're doing it in mass droves. I've just exposed on Fort Bliss on InfoWars with Owen Schroeder, that we have the white buses that everybody in America was saying, where are these buses going? I have a captain in the United States military called me up and goes, Mike, I need you to get this on the news. I said, what's going on? He said, the white buses, maroon buses, all these giant tour buses are coming onto the base into a protected zone. Okay, so he's a captain. He has very high security clearance on the base. And they've built these walls that are upwards 10 feet tall with support structures, and inside is hundreds of tents. The faculty that's running this organization is not military, and the military men that are on the base have zero admittance into this area. I find it extremely shady that they're flying, you know, illegal immigrants out of Laughlin Air Force Base. You saw that Tucker Carlson just released that. And now Fort Bliss, we're seeing these people. It's unreal what's happening. Now the Border Patrol has been gagged by the United States government in another way. Because the 10,000 people came across the border in Mission, Texas, now I'm getting calls from families that live a little north of the border who are saying when they call Border Patrol, they can't get any help. And that is because the White House has told Border Patrol their number one priority right now is processing these 10,000 people. So when they call Border Patrol right now, they're not getting help out to their properties. And the U.S. government's asked them to stand down until they can get this other part resolved. So let's just say that's part of the bigger plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now these people whose properties are being broken into, since the last time you and I talked, I've spoke out. I went to CPAC, and I don't know if you heard, but they came and they left a message to my family. They threw a rock in the window. They put a knife by the words cowgirl in a little girl's room. They tore my place upside down like a movie, tore all my shelves and dumped all the clothes on the floor looking for an address. And they found one. They've called my house. They've threatened my life, and the Texas Rangers are currently investigating that, which I wish their investigation would be a little bit more intense because they told me to send them an email. Like, they should be doing a proper risk assessment. But I'm going to tell you something. I feel like these federal agencies, the DPS, all these folks are linked. We got a governor in Texas who's telling everybody, hey, I'm going to handcuff every single person who crosses that border. And then you see Fox 12, Border Network News, and my media, and everybody else's media, Frank Lopez, I want to plug him, all these guys on the border, and they're opening the gate and allowing them passage.
Oh, I saw that the other day.
That kind of goes against the unbelievable new cyclone fence that he's building.
Unbelievable. They just said, yeah, come on in. It was like they opened the gates at Disney World, and because it was, you know, 8 in the morning, and it was time for everybody to start getting on the rides. That's exactly what it looked like. And I just went, I can't believe
that. And what's happening, the word's getting out. And a lot of people think that this is helping the economies in some of these states, like or countries like Venezuela, whatnot. These people are sending money back home to the families that's not here. That's helping prop their economy right now. But you're hearing these folks are getting – they're getting bus passes now because he said that he's going to enforce this order that none of the NGO buses can be used anymore to take these illegal immigrants into further cities. So now they're standing in front of stripes. You've got Ben Berklem from America's Real Voice, Real America's Voice. And he's there interviewing these guys, and they're literally getting the money for bus passes. So now they're getting on a bus. They go to a city near you. They're getting a $1,400 debit card, brand-new cell phones, game consoles, which we're learning they're communicating on, because they don't want to get caught communicating online. So these little chat boxes that they have in these game consoles, they can communicate through those. And we're learning this. We're learning they're using geocaching, this game that little kids play to plant a toy somewhere, and they follow map coordinates to where that toy would be. Well, there's not toys anymore. It's coordinates to where women and children are. And so I want to let you know, you have helped connect me to some amazing people, and I have to give you props for that. You got me with Right America Media, Jennifer, and then you connected me to a gal named Christy Hutchinson. And I want you to know, Christy says hi, and that her and I will be meeting in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we are going to start working together to bust this child sex trafficking and sex trade that's happening in America. And we are putting together a real plan to expose this. And we've got some amazing leads in Michigan that we're going to be investigating. And since we spoke, I got my credentials. I went from being just a farmer, a dad, a ranch owner that's fed up with this mess to now being an investigative journalist, and my international credentials just arrived last week. So there's another truth teller on the block. And I told you I'm starting Warriors for America podcast, which I'm going to have this amazing guest, Michelle Swinnick, on my show. And I
told
everybody my time zone's better.
You guess right. He's got to work on his time zone. It's okay. He's almost there. I'm going to send him a little chart. It's pretty simple. There's only four.
I'm getting
all
it.
An hour off. There's only four. You got it. Oh, well, thank you for saying all that, Mike. You're doing amazing work. You're doing God's work. You're trying to solve the problems, and you're a great voice, and I'm glad that everything is moving in the right direction, because we need leaders like you. Like, that's leadership, everybody. You know, you don't have to be in a leadership position like politicians. They're not leaders. They're spots. They're holding spots in a leadership position. They're not leaders. Mike Miller is a leader. So, and if he can do it, anyone can do it.
I want to wrap it up.
Anybody can. Yeah.
Anybody can. You're right. and I said this at my – we just had a big town hall in Medina County, Texas, and we had a lot of amazing leaders. The farmers, the ranchers are taking a stand. We have another one taking place this week in Pleasanton, Texas, on Saturday. We're going to get, you know, some political candidates and some people that care and farmers and ranchers coming together. We are developing a plan. Action takers are showing up. But if you don't feel like your voice matters, it's this simple. Everybody's a warrior. And when you determine that day that you are, it's this important. First, you decide you're a warrior. Second, you tell somebody else you'd like them to join you. And third, you need to have a plan of action as what can you guys do to make a difference? And you've seen that with the mama bears. You've seen that with all these people speaking out against what's happening in our world today and the major movement that's taking place with conservatives today. It's that simple. Make a decision to take a stand, invite people with you, take action. Your voice is important. Get on the show here with Michelle. Get your voice heard. Come to mind with Warriors for America. Get your voice heard. There's a lot of conservatives out there that want to help you get your voice heard, and don't be that person that doesn't speak out because of fear, because we're not having a fear-gasm. We're having a conservative change, and God's in the center of it.
Amen. My brother, give your website, would you?
It is warriorsforranchers.com. If you guys feel led by God to donate to help us provide crisis relief to families in need, look up warriorsforranchers.com, and I can guarantee you that money will be used for good.
Yes, definitely. And thank you. And everybody, just so you know, if you say, hey, listen, Mike, I don't really have a lot of extra cash to be donating, but if anyone is listening, we have our marketplace. Remember, we got our marketplace, and Mike Miller and Warriors for Ranchers is one of our platinum partners, one of the nonprofits that receives money. So if you go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the marketplace tab. We've partnered with 57 different well-known websites and brands. But if you buy the product through our website, 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to the nonprofits helping vets, pets, kids, and freedom. One of them is Warriors for Ranchers. So head on over there. Check out some of the amazing partners. So we've been, literally, it's every category, businesses and products. And it's also, our biggest one, MyPillow, MyPillow.com. So you can go there directly or go to our marketplace and go check it out. Use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. Mike Lindell is donating 20%, and he has 110 different products to choose from. It's more than just pillows. And, of course, that's how you get your discount, which is buy one, get one free. Sometimes it's free shipping. Sometimes it's up to like 66% off. You hear that magic number all the time. So use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, 20% of every purchase. Just for my pillow goes back to our nonprofit partners, and Warriors for Ranchers is one of them. This is community powered philanthropy at its finest. It's you're buying products and services that you normally do that you're going to buy anyway. Just go to our website. That's how the donation is generated. You never pay more than if you went to the website for the company directly. You usually get a discount. So what do you have to lose? And it's patriotism year. So go over there. We've got four different companies that have patriotic gear. You name it, from anything from, I need a flag, and you should have one in your front yard and in your backyard, to any types of actual gear, hats, shirts, socks, you name it. It's literally there. So go check that out. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com, marketplace tab. I wanted you to stay on for that, Mr. Mike Miller, but I got a bump. I'm running over.
Thank you so much. God bless you, sweetheart. We'll talk soon.
You too. Yes. Thank you for doing everything you do. All right, we're a little over, but I needed to get that information out because you can support these great organizations by just doing what you normally do. Just got to redirect where your finger goes on that cursor or that phone, your tablet. All right, let me bring on my next guest. My next guest, Eli Marcus. It is Motivation Monday. He's a motivational speaker, professional mentor, coach, and host of the Motivation Show, How to Master and Perfect Your Life with top experts, motivators, book authors, and celebrities. You ready to get motivated, people? Eli, how are you?
Hey, Michelle. You know, we got to get busy here saving lives. You know that? We literally
save
lives. Well, we have to not only save America, but we have to save individual souls. And I don't mean that people are necessarily on the verge of suicide, that kind of saving, but I mean saving people's lives in the sense that so many people have these dreams that they've been living with their entire life, and they're going nowhere. And we have to change that starting now. What do you think about that?
I agree with you 100% because when I got up yesterday morning, I went, oh, my God, it's August 1st. I said, where did this year go? And it has flown by. And what did I really – my major stuff, where am I in accomplishing what needs to be done? And I know that many people are go through that same that same process or that same repetitive motion in their mind whenever you see the calendar turn. And you go,
time flies when you're watching Netflix.
Yeah. Well, it's like we got to poop or get off the pot, people. It is time to do it because you know, you're not getting any younger and there's no reason why you don't, but you got to take the action. That's why I keep saying, take action, take action, take action, whether it's in your business, your life, or your community. That's the Take Action BLC. You have to do it. Right, Eli, you have to make a commitment.
You know, Michelle, my mantra is always take the small steps, which will lead to the big steps. Because if your mind is on the bigger picture, you get intimidated, you procrastinate, and you will watch Netflix. If you think about taking the tiniest, smallest step, and I always challenge people, and you know this, Michelle, I simply tell them, why don't you start with an email? Send me an email, okay? It's an easy thing to do, themotivationshow@gmail.com, themotivationshow@gmail.com, and ask a question because your future and your success will depend on the quality of the questions that you ask through your lifetime. And I guarantee you, if I take the top 100 successful people on this planet and I look at the quality of their questions, that will leave the clues for why they get where they are. The people who don't ask questions are the ones who are going to be left behind in this earth. So take that one small step, send an email, ask a question, and get started.
It sounds too simple, but it really is. We always
overcomplex.
We make bigger deals
exactly.
than we need to. And it's very
yeah,
simple.
Because we're worried about 10 steps ahead. We're worried about, you know, too many things. We have too much stuff, and that paralyzes us, you know, analysis paralysis. So we can get ourselves out of that mindset and think one small step at a time, one small step for mankind, one giant – you've heard that by Neil Armstrong. You take the small step, and that leads to everything else. But until you take the step, nothing happens, and that's why the calendar keeps slipping, and that's why it's groundhog every day, and that's why the greatest tragedy on this planet is people are living a sort of death. They're not progressing. They're frustrated. They're angry, and they don't have to be. Just do the simple things. One step. Send the email. I send that challenge out all the time. Most people won't take the time to even send the email. They'll find a reason not to do that. But don't be like most people. Be like the 5%. There's a reason why the 5% are ahead of the 95%. They're willing to do the small things that will eventually lead to the big things. Let the rest of the universe fill in the rest. You take the small step, the universe will then start to converge in your favor.
That is a great point and a great reminder. You know, we've talked about it. People have heard about it for years, but until you have to keep repeating. There's nothing wrong with repeating, right? Because at some point it's going to kick in, or it's going to come to you at a point where now I'm ready to receive it. Now I understand it. Oh, that's what they've been talking about all this time. But you're exactly right.
Sometimes it takes 30 years. You know, sometimes you have to read the same book five times or hear the same words. And we've all heard these words before. The thing is we go, and then we do nothing about it. We get sidetracked. So you have to make it a necessity, a something that has to be done. It's one of your non-negotiables. We've talked about non-negotiables prior. What are your non-negotiables in this life? If you don't have them, you're never going to hit the bullet. You're never going to hit the bullseye. You're never going to get there. You've got to have non-negotiables, things you have to do every day. And if you want success in your life and you want to be fulfilled, you have to do something every day, even in a small way, even 1%. I look at my life, what can I do today that makes a 1% improvement, not a 50% improvement, not a 90% improvement. It's too much pressure. It's even pressure on an old goat like me. you know, who's been around the block, to have 90% improvement. So make it easy, 1%, and you'll be able
simple.
To do it. And that 1% every day will, you know, finally, if you think about interest, it's the same thing compounding your interest. You got to be in the game to get the interest.
Yeah, 1% change, you ease into it. You have to be consistent. And if somebody says, well, you know, Michelle and Eli, I don't have any more time in my day. Well, you can get up an hour earlier. That's all we're asking. If you can do that, can you imagine an hour earlier before the rest of the world wakes up where you're even feeling you're accomplishing much more? It changes
more
everything.
More multitask in a way that makes sense because, first of all, everybody should be out exercising at least 3 times a week, a half an hour a day, aerobically. At the very least, whether it's running, whether it's on a bike, whatever floats your boat. And while you're doing that, you put on your earpiece instead of listening to something that's not going to change your life, listen to something that's going to motivate and inspire you. Listen to the people who've already paved the path. Because the quickest way to success is not to make your own mousetrap, but by watching what other people's mousetraps have been and reinventing the same mousetrap just with your own flair. So go ahead and model other people. I look at myself as an amalgam of every successful person I've ever read. And I've read over 1,000 books on self-help, as I'm pretty well known for. But I also use my own authentic self, add that into the mix, and guess what? Those are ingredients nobody's going to be able to copy. That is a success formula. So go ahead and just read everybody's book, listen to everybody's podcast, listen to Michelle Swinnick over and over again until you finally get the formula that all winners need and all winners get, which is modeling after others.
Yeah, great segment today, Eli. Marcus, incredible information. I'm going to make that into a special little segment because I think people need to hear that over and over. So, yeah, that's all you got to do. Take simple steps. We don't
action,
need to reinvent the
action.
Wheel.
That one word.
That's it.
Yeah, that one word, action, should be in everybody's mind every day. It should be on everybody's bathroom mirror. It should be on their television. It should be on their refrigerator. Action, because you have to remind yourself. Because the mind, if you allow the mind to drift, it wants to drift. It wants to take the easy path. It wants to sit down and watch TV. It wants to watch Netflix. It's easier. It wants to get the pint of Häagen-Dazs. It wants to do that. Don't allow the mind to drift. Don't allow it by having the reminders all around you.
Yeah, that's it. So simple, everybody. Give your website, would you, Eli? I got a bump.
Yeah, EliMarcusSuccess.com. That's Eli, E-L-I, Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S, success.com.
Awesome. Thank you, my friend. Incredible segment today. Probably
Thank
the
you.
Best one you've delivered yet. You're the best. Thank you. Good luck on the show.
You're
this
the
week.
Best. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So you've heard a lot of websites. You've heard a lot of emails. You've heard a lot of information, but everything is on our website. So all you have to do for each show, I've made it very, very simple. All of these shows that are our live segments, they're the purpose-driven partners. That's who these guys are. They're not just guests on the show. They're partners in our community. You can be a partner in our community too. We encourage you to join the community. You can subscribe to the newsletter, lower right-hand corner of every website page and on the lower right-hand corner of your phone. That gets around the censorship, which is coming at us literally like that nuclear Biden bomb. And it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, okay? They really have it's in a playbook. It's coming. It's coming. So we want to be able to get around that. And social media, all of the links, it's on the link page, right? There's a big graphic on the homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Homepage, I put a big graphic that says links. You can also go to everythinghomeaboutus.com. That lists all of the links. And then, of course, we do the like the rumble. It was YouTube bad. They censored. They've taken down a lot of our videos before. They don't like the truth. They don't like to hear that. But the rumble has been pretty good. So make sure you follow us on rumble. All of those links are on the homepage towards the top. So you just click on, everything's click, click, click. And then as far as these guests, what I did, make it simple, go to the Take Action tab. You can also go to the Episodes tab. And if you look and you'll see the page that says Partner, Purpose-Driven Partners segment. That's this live segment. And then click on that. And then you'll scroll. And then there's a title. There's a big graphic with all their pretty pictures. and then it gets their name on there. And then in the show notes, I kept it real simple, guys. Remember, this is a working website, like the website, a working warehouse of a Home Depot, but it's for how to grow your business, improve the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. So just there in the show notes, there's a person's name. Then to the right of those, either the company or a like brief description on what they do, you click on it because it's blue and it goes right to their website. So you don't even have to barely move your finger, and you can find out more information on the guests and connect with them on social media, which I encourage you to do. And please reach out. Join our community because we are growing, and we are also It's 104. Bear with me, Sherry. Hang on there, Sherry. Don't worry. Hang on there. Just give me another minute. And then I want you to join our community. We're starting the movement, Save My Freedom Movement. We're bringing in the influencers, bringing in the guests that we've had on the show, our partners, all of these organizations who mentioned Mike Miller of Warriors for Ranchers. He's a part of it. He mentioned Christy Hutchinson with Women Fighting for America. She's a part of it. We are bringing in all these groups so you can participate and we can take this country back. We're going to take action, effective action, because there's a lot of stuff coming at us right now. And I know I gave you a lot of information today, but it's important, importante. This is an episode that you might want to listen to again and check out the tabs for the information. And listen to Mike Adams' show from today and Saturday. The take action, you know what the, here, I lost my spot. I'm sorry, everybody. So I want you to text action, ACTION to 877-695-1886. I'm going to put that on the top of the homepage so you can always find it. And that will get you part of this community to Save My Freedom Movement. It is 106. Oh my goodness. I do want to give you a quick business tip for today. No, you know what I'll do? I'll save it for Friday. I will save it for Friday. So, all right, let's bring in Sherry because it's important stuff. It's importante. Yeah, he didn't overload it because you're an adult. You're a smart person. You have your common sense cap on, so I know that you can handle it. So let's, I think it's time. It is time for Michelle's patriotic soapbox. So hit the music, boys and girls.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Joining me in sitting shotgunner two, a very special guest. But first up is Sherry Kalbaum. I'm apologizing, everybody, going late, a little bit late today. I got all fired up. This is a big, a lot of stuff's going on. So I'm sorry for running behind schedule. Let's talk about Sherry. Sherry Kalbaum, she's an author, detox expert, and has a Master of Science in Nutrition. Probably never thought she'd be talking about these topics that we're going to be discussing today. And she's better known as the Juice Lady. Today, she's going to talk about COVID facts, truth prevention, carcinogenic COVID test swabs, detox after being poisoned, and how to block spike proteins from attaching. Yeah, this is the world we're living in. Audience, big round of applause. The Juice Lady's here to tell us how to get healthy. I gave you a new tagline, the dazzling detoxing destroyer of disease, Sherry.
I love it. That is perfect. Well, we are here to, you know, how to drain the medical, the pharmaceutical swamp best of all. Get healthy so you don't need any poisons, right?
Yeah.
So we're here to get healthy. We're here to prevent. We're here to detox and all of the inform on what is poisonous, like you said, the jab, jab, and
non-vaccine,
the test, the PCR test, they have ethylene oxide on them. It says right on the label, sterile EO, ethylene oxide. I've talked about it in two previous shows, the most carcinogenic chemical in America. And why is it on there? It's a sterilizing agent, but it should not be on anything that's going into our bodies. So we've got to know how to detox, what antioxidants to choose. We have to get a PCR test, which some people are required to get those often. Then you need to know what to do. And so just quickly I'll say it's the long ones that are the most problematic, that go way up into the nose, into that narrow little passage where there are lots of blood vessels and it's getting right into the system. So if you have to get a swab for the nose, ask for the shorter one. As soon as you can do nasal irrigation, I call it, or the neti pot with salt water, do a salt water solution, rinse out your nostrils, put in some vitamin E oil, which is an antioxidant. Antioxidants bind to toxins, carrying them out of the body. And so that is probably the best thing I can think of for topical that you could do. And then we want to get lots of antioxidants into our bodies through our diet and our supplements, which I'm going to talk a lot about that now.
So on a bigger note, bigger picture, bigger decision, if you are required, which they actually can't require you to do that, but nobody's following the law and the Constitution. So we already know that. Okay. So let's just deal with what we have. And we don't need to ask why. We already know why. So let's just deal with what is. You have to make a decision. Is it worth it? Is it smart that I work here? I know a lot of people just can't quit their jobs, but you know, you need to make the decision if you're going to be able to push back. And you, you know, if you can, it's a great time to think about maybe getting another job or pushing back enough, and you can rally the troops at your work and see if the other people want to join you, because there is power in numbers. I know we've been talking about it a lot today, but just the fact that somebody is requiring you to take something for which we've already discussed, for a disease that does not exist based on what they've created. COVID-19, actually,
exactly.
There's no sample on the planet Earth. There is not one sample that anybody has of the actual disease, because it's just a combination of stuff they put together. That's why it would be picking it up in these PCR tests that actually cannot pick up and determine how potent or how many loads are in that virus. So right there makes you realize, do you really want to work for this company? Not
yes,
to mention,
absolutely.
So
you,
there's a lot of things
know,
that we need to do a check on here, everybody. And I know that veering off from the health, but that's part of what this is all about. This great awakening that we are on, this awakening journey that we are seeing, and we're being exposed to all of this corruption, all of this fraud, all of this scam. And just this COVID-19 political propaganda pandemic is just part of it. Because I know Sherry can go into detail and talk about Big Pharma and how much I'm sure that she has seen so many inconsistently lies and fraud from them over the years that we're just trying to start to see, because everything that she stands for and does is opposite of them, because they just want to give you a drug, which, you know, look at the long line of side effects of any of those, when a lot of things can be cured or resolved by being healthy and nutrition and detoxing. Right, Sherry?
Yes. Absolutely. I have seen so many people healed by changing their diet, by adding the right supplements, by doing detox programs, getting rid of the toxins in their bodies. So we were never meant to be on some pharmaceutical drug for the rest of our lives. It was initially just as a stopgap until they could figure out what to do and how to really treat the person. Well, now that's never the case. It's just take this for the rest of your life and you won't get well. Will manage you with drugs. I also wanted to say, just back up a second, about mandatory vaccines with companies. It's my understanding that our legislature in Arizona just passed the law that you can sign a religious exemption. Everybody has that right. And we've been talking, my husband and I, with a number of people that have been concerned they don't want to take the shot. And there is the religious exemption option. So search for that. There are forms you can find online. Print one out and sign
it. I have
it
on the website. You don't have to do no heavy lifting here, people. Literally, just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the COVID facts page, and you will see there's a drop-down of all kinds of information, exemptions. I made a page yesterday, exemptions, COVID vaccines, tests, and masks. And there's resources there. And as soon as I find somebody else who'd add, I put Peggy Hall on there. I put the founder of Gab. He has incredible links too. She's got videos, all of it right there. So you just click on that, and then it'll take you to the forms, the information, and all and everything that you need, so you don't have to worry about finding something, right? I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows that the resources are right there. I did that this weekend. So go ahead, Sherry.
So that's exciting. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle, making it easy for all of us that need it. I don't, but many people do. Well, I want to get into the spike proteins. Those are real. Mike Adams, I listen to the show that you listen to, and of course, we know the spike proteins are real, and we want to keep those from attaching. So I want to mention a supplement that I talked about briefly on your last show, NAC. It's N-acetylcysteine. It's shown in studies the ability to block the attachment of spike proteins to receptor sites. If those proteins can attach, they can't do much damage. And it's a precursor to glutathione. Glutathione is our key, one of our key antioxidants in detoxification. Very, very important to have in our diet. Vegetables that are high in that, broccoli, cauliflower, and asparagus. Also, we want high sulfur content vegetables like onions. But in addition, right now, we're in more serious times, and we need more than just our vegetables. We need all of those. We need to alkalize our system. I want to just say briefly that speaking of vegetables and dark green ones in particular, they're very alkaline, and most of us are pH unbalanced, and we're too acidic. Viruses do not survive well in alkaline balanced systems. So we need those vegetables for that. Very, very important. We need NAC. I believe everybody should be taking 900 milligrams a day. And here's something I want to point out. Why is the federal government talking about making NAC illegal?
Mm-hmm.
That should say a volume to everyone there. So if something works that well, of course, we have to remove it, right? It isn't illegal yet. You can still get it. Amazon took it off their site in anticipation that this may be coming down the road. But it is still, I have it available, and it's available in numerous places.
Explain what that is. What is NAC, since it's so important? What is it?
N-acetylcysteine. And so people have trouble remembering that. It's a big, long name, but just remember NAC. But N-acetylcysteine is an antioxidant. It is an amino acid, and it is extremely important. It's a precursor to glutathione, which is one of our key antioxidants in detoxification. And then I want to move on to curcumin.
But real quick, because these are two important things. Because when the government tells you yes, it's bad for you, and the government tells you no, it's good for you. We've learned that, and that's pretty much been the playbook that everybody needs to follow moving forward. We've figured that out. It took us 18 months, but we're there now. So this is something that they want to remove. So it is a pill. Is it a liquid? What is it? It's a pill. Okay.
Yes,
so it's like a vitamin. It's a
pill.
Supplement. Nothing out of the ordinary.
No, not at all. And 900 milligrams is what I recommend. Most of the pills, the capsules or the pills, solid pills come in 900 milligrams. So one a day is what I recommend. And here's another thing, too, that they don't tell you. People that take those radioactive dyes and MRIs, those are very toxic. And NAC should be given to everybody if they have to take such a test. And they're not. My husband had that test, and they didn't give him that. But it helps to detox that blue dye, radioactive blue dye. So it is a powerful antioxidant. And then
what was the other one?
Curcumin.
Real quick, yep.
And we've all heard of curcumin or turmeric, and this is the active part of that. Studies show it's an antiviral agent, and it inhibits respiratory viruses. It's very preventative for the COVID virus. So it keeps spike proteins from attaching to the ACE2 receptor sites. So 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day. And right now, I'd up it. I'd get closer to 1,000 milligrams a day. We need to be on the offensive, right, the preventative action. And then to combine that with vitamin C. And taking extra vitamin C is really, really important right now. I'm taking between 5 and 6,000 milligrams a day, which is a lot. My body seems to need that right now. I'm taking between 5 and 6,000 milligrams. That, most people, that's what my body wants.
Right.
And here's how to determine what your body wants. You take it to bowel tolerance, which means loose stool. So start with 500 milligrams at a time, increase by 500 a day, and see at which point you get to how many milligrams will cause a loose stool. And then you know, cut back 500 milligrams, and you've reached the point of what your body wants at that time.
Huh.
We all change from time to time. If we're fighting something, we may need more. If we're in really good shape and we're not fighting anything, we may need less. So that's kind of your rule for vitamin C. And then combine that with zinc. Everybody's been hearing about zinc in the news. Lots of doctors were combining and have been combining zinc with hydrochloroquine. Zinc is really important when it comes to prevention of COVID, when it comes to respiratory inflammation. And what they found in studies is that it taps the brake on the immune system. So what has gone completely out of control with COVID is that the immune system has gotten out of control. And that has caused these overreactions and where people have gotten so very, very, very sick and very quickly. So one of the symptoms of zinc deficiency that I find very interesting is loss of taste and smell, and that is one of the symptoms of COVID. Right? So
well, it's a symptom of the flu and a cold, too. Right. And then it's also
yes.
a symptom that they jam that test up, the COVID swab, into your brain membrane. And, gee, I think that might cause a little bit of issue. You kind of just clip the nerve there. So, you know, part of that is the it's amazing how the symptoms of this scary COVID-19 is the same as the flu and the common cold, but a little bit more aggressive. So that's common sense caps, guys.
Yes. You know, it's very interesting. You mentioned the swab test and EO, ethylene oxide, and what it does. I've talked to numerous people, but two of the stories that stand out, one young man said right after he got that PCR test, he lost his smell. He was fine up until then. And I have another person, a friend, who had to take the test to go in for surgery, and right after she had the test, she had an odd smell and taste, kind of metallic, and it would come and go, and it never left. It came and stayed. Months after that test, she still had that strange reaction that would and go from time to time. So I really believe what's going on is EO.
Yeah. Well, there's a chemical on there. That's what we know of. That doesn't mean that there's not other stuff on there, because a lot of the times people, if you found out when they had gotten actually sick, it was after they had the test. And then, you know, the excuse is, oh, well, that's just because you were asymptomatic and then you got it. No, you got it probably because the test. And what did you really get?
Yeah.
You know, because we don't know what's on that swab, what else is on. So that's what we were I was trying to share in the beginning of the show, and that's why I really want everyone to listen to those two episodes with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, because it will put all these things together. And then all you have to do is not to get your information, but just to listen to the insanity and the chaos and the lies and the fraud, just literally what's been going on in the past week, what the quote-unquote experts and what the media and what the government's doing. I mean, it's insane. It is insane, and it's happening fast, and you need to protect your health. You need to protect your rights, because at this point, like you mentioned, there's somebody had got all these issues after the test. So 1:23, I'll be real quick because I want you to have a little bit more time to take it to 1:30. The friend of mine, one of his clients, he works at a retail store. And he's been open throughout the entire time, never had a problem. His wife recently just got the vaccine, the non-vaccine. Literally within a couple of days, he all of a sudden gets really, really sick. gets really, really sick, you know, there's that thing they call shedding, where the vaccine is so bad because it's full of 50 billion spike proteins, amongst other things, because it's mRNA technology, operating devices, graphene. It's loaded with all kinds of stuff, not anything to do with the vaccine. So, you know, of course, the doctor would never say, well, you got sick because your wife got the non-vaccine. But we, common sense people, that one's pretty easy, just like all the rest of this stuff. So anyway, Sherry, I just want people to really open their eyes, because we're playing with fire here, especially if people think they have to get the test, they have to get the vaccine, the non-vaccine rather, and they have to put on the masks when the masks do nothing to prevent the transmission of viruses. They only cut down your oxygen levels, which now you're breathing CO2, which that's how people kill themselves in their own garages. I don't think we want to do that, not to mention the bacteria that normally expels is just sitting there right on your face. So there's no science there. So I just want people to know that you don't have to do any of this. And as Sherry brought up, you know, there's the religious exemption, and there's many reasons religiously, even if you're not even if you don't go to church, you can have the religious exemption, and all those forms are on our COVID facts tab, so you can get that information. So, Sherry, what do you want people to
absolutely
to do? We've gone over detox. We've kind of just gave them a bunch of truth bombs, so maybe that'll change some patterns, some decisions. I loved the vitamin C tip. I had no idea. I actually took 2,000. Today, I'm waiting for the second portion of your advice to kick in. So maybe I need to take some more vitamin C. So this is a good test for everyone. And I did that this morning. So it looks like Michelle is deficient in vitamin C. Turmeric, so that's a pill. But it's also, you can put it in food. Like I use it as a seasoning in food, but the concentration version will get you. That's not going to get me 500 or 1,000 milligrams per day.
No, but you can get powder and also powdered vitamin C or the capsules, either one. I like to mix them in water, vitamin C powder. I like the taste of it. But whatever, it all is good. It all works. So you mentioned shedding, and I just want to mention a lot of these tips that I'm giving of COVID prevention, COVID healing. All of these supplements are something you should take to prevent, and if you get sick, up them, take more. But they also help with the shedding sickness, and I've talked and helped numerous people who have had somebody they live with or somebody that they spend a lot of time with that has gotten the shot. They have not, and they're the one that's getting sick. So it's spike protein shedding, and what can you do about that? And there, a lot of the things I'm giving you right now will help that to prevent those spike proteins from attaching to receptor sites. And if they can't attach, they can't make you as sick, maybe not at all. There's one other supplement I want to mention really quickly. It's quercetin. And quercetin inhibits attachment like that. It also inhibits replication of infected cells. It inhibits a virus's activity, and it reduces infected cell resistance to treatments, like treatment with hydrochloroquine, ivermectin, or budesonide. All of those, a lot of the doctors have been talking about that you can take preventatively or take right away if you get sick. You should also always be taking quercetin, and that's spelled quercetin. And you should take that always also, along with anything else that you're taking as prevention or healing, or if you get sick from shedding as well. And then if you've had the shot, and I've had now numerous people that have come to me saying either someone that they love or they themselves are feeling not well at all since they got that shot. So everything I've just mentioned, plus vitamin D, up your zinc, turmeric, quercetin, you should take 250 milligrams two times a day. You can rub some liquid iodine over the injection spot where you got the shot. There's also a product that I can recommend to people if you contact me. It has Suramin in it. Suramin has been shown in studies to inhibit SARS-CoV-2 infection in cell cultures. So it would be really important to be taking that. And then there is C60. C stands for carbon. And this is something that's rather new on the scene, but people have been studying it, taking four capsules twice a day. It decreases the oxidative burden in your body. It neutralizes oxidative free radicals. It's known as like a free radical sponge. It has great antioxidant power, can't talk. And I have testimonies from people who have gotten the jab and felt really bad, the foggy brain, inflammation in their body, all sorts of reactions going on, and even with just C60 have noticed a great improvement after 2 or 3 weeks. There's so much you can do.
Well, you know what's
also
amazing, Sherry? People might be saying, hey, listen, that's a lot. They might be saying, hey, that's a lot of things I need to take. Well, do you know how potent and poisonous it is of the non-vaccine that you just took? That there's only a portion of what we know is in it. Can you imagine what it's in it that we don't know? Because obviously this is experimental, right? And it hasn't been really tested on humans. And when they did test things on humans in the past, there was major issues. That's why they've never gotten to market. And when they tested it on the animals, like the ferrets, they all died. So anyway, just a footnote, this is, you're in like triage mode because we know the problems with the spike protein. So you need to replay that section again. And then all this information is also on your website too, right, Sherry? Do you want to give that website so everybody can contact you and also get the information so they could start taking this if they've gotten the non-vaccine? If you haven't, you still want to get your immune system because you are now going to be able to get this form of the, I don't want to be confusing. The spike proteins is what's getting people sick now, okay? Because there is no such thing as COVID-19. They made that up. They made that up to get this started. So the spike proteins is what's getting people sick. So you can catch that amongst whatever else that the next phase is, then that's what you're protecting yourself. So you always need a strong immune system anyway. Give your website, Sherry.
Come visit me, juiceladyinfo.com. That's juiceladyinfo.com. And also, ask me about the nanobot replication inhibitor detox bath. I've got a whole formula. It's pretty powerful.
Yes, that's what people need to start doing. And we'll keep you updated as we get this information. So thank you, Sherry, for all that. And I encourage everyone to listen to this segment again with Sherry. Let's rewind. After this is done, because our next guest is amazing. So you need to listen to Sam Sorbo next. So thank you, Sherry. I'll be in touch about everything we talked about because it's important. Importante, my friend. Thank you, Sherry.
So important.
The juice
thank you.
Lady.
Thank you, Michelle, for your wonderful show.
You're welcome. You're a great partner, my friend. I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Next up,
Sam Sorbo. She's a Hollywood actress, international fashion model, a syndicated radio show host, film producer. A lot of stuff she's doing. An author of Words for Warriors, Fight Back Against Crazy Socialists and the Toxic Liberal Left. She's on a mission to educate and empower we the people to engage in our ongoing battle for freedom. Audience, a big round of applause for a fabulous freedom fighting and country loving conservative patriot. You like that, huh, Sam?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You deserve it.
That makes me feel so good. So I ask my kids to do that for me when I come into the kitchen, but I don't typically get that kind of reaction.
Well, you just need to have it queued on your phone. So when you ask and they don't, you just push the button yourself. You know, what I've learned is if we don't do it ourselves, it's never going to happen. You know, if I waited for a man to do anything in my house, it would just, you know, the garbage would still be there 3 years later. So I just noticed.
And Michelle, can I tell you, I want to encourage parents, you know, you are the number one person who pours into your child. Teach your children to compliment you.
Oh,
teach
I like
them
that.
To compliment other people. Teach them how to be charming. Focus some time on that. Like pour into that a little bit because you're shaping them. And we've been so schooled that we don't know how to parent anymore. So, you know, my focus is very much in the I don't even want to call it homeschooling anymore. I call it self-teaching. But some of that is really about teaching the parents how to parent.
Mm-hmm. You're totally
so
right.
I
know the interesting one quick comment before I forget, and it piggybacks on here. You know, well, we've been conditioned probably because we've not received enough compliments. We've not been encouraged to give compliments, but especially women, when they do receive a compliment, they put it down. And no, that's not me. Or, you know what I mean? Instead of embracing it, which then, you know, that affects many other things in life, but it's part of the conditioning, which is obviously what you're getting from schools or from the parents who've gotten it from the generation before, which, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I would say so. Yeah.
So go ahead.
I just, sorry
about that.
You know, we go to school and now this is multi-generational. And so the kids are not at home with the parents. And so the kids are home for, you know, evenings barely, weekends maybe. They're, you know, overscheduled. They're going to soccer practice and piano practice and all the other things, and they go and hang out with their friends, and they're encouraged to, in a sense, leave the parents in the dust at a very early age because they're separated from the parents by the schools. And so the second generation of that looks like less parenting because the first generation of that didn't get as much parenting as the previous, right? And so with each generation, we get farther and farther away from just the parenting aspect. And that's what I'm noticing now. So I have a lot of people reach out to me because I'm the homeschool guru, whatever. And they say, well, I can't, my child won't sit still for the Zoom conferences with his kindergarten. And you know, I say, that's not an education issue. That's a parenting issue. Mm-hmm. And by the way, don't make your child sit for a Zoom conference for kindergarten. Like just full stop. No, that's, can we draw the line somewhere? Can we please figure out where we're going to draw the line and then draw it and then toe it? Like, no, we're not going to put masks on our children because they're ineffective and children are not at all, really at all affected by COVID. And they are not the super spreaders that they were made out to be. So initially they made them out to be these super spreaders. We had to protect the teachers from the children. No, if anything, the teachers need to be protected from other teachers, but there is no protection needed between teachers and children either way, in either direction. Because the children are not, they're not spreaders, they're not susceptible. So, you know, let's follow the science, shall we? And the science says children need to see people's faces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't like
that,
to.
I don't have an opinion.
Right. I've got nothing to say about that subject whatsoever. But, you know, you're making great points about the parents. And, you know, they've got to take some accountability. You know, they've always thought that at least this more recent generation of parents, where they just plopped the kid in front of the TV, they popped in a video, they popped him in front of the laptop and then played, you know, let them watch the cartoons. There wasn't a lot of interaction. And then all of a sudden, boom, they're being forced to learn from a laptop. Boy, I couldn't imagine somebody did that to a kid in kindergarten. Remember in kindergarten, you used to pee on the rug and like you ate crayons. So how are you supposed to sit in front of a laptop and try to learn, people?
Well,
right?
Michelle, maybe you did.
Well, I was just saying, you know what I mean? Like when you're young, those are things that you do. That,
right.
You know, you fall out of trees and eat dirt and it's okay. Everything turned out okay.
The thing is that you know, we've been conditioned, and this is why I'm doing this this new TV show on Epoch TV, which is, you know, related to the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H TV, and it's called Schools Out, because schools out at this point, folks, here's, in fact, I just did an episode, and I talked about this. A friend of mine sent me, and he goes, he's in an affluent part of town. And so his kids go to the, you know, the really good public school. And he sent me early on in COVID, they sent out this video to the kids. So all the parents would show this to the little kids that were all part of this really lovely little, it wasn't a private school, it was a public school, but it was like almost a private school because of the neighborhood that it was in. And all the teachers got together and they turned in these videos and edited together this 45-minute video to show the kids. And all the teachers were like, hey, So I'm walking my dog, but I miss you guys. So stay safe during COVID. Don't forget to wash your hands. I'm baking cookies. I hope to see you soon. Okay? Not a single person down to the first teacher to the last administrator on that video said anything, not a thing related to education.
Because that's not what their agenda is. They're not doing that.
Their focus. So let's stop fooling ourselves into thinking that they want to educate our children. Not a single parent, not a single teacher. And I'm sorry, I get angry about that even today when I'm telling that story. Why wouldn't the teacher think, at least, don't forget to study up on your spelling words, guys. Let's not fall too far behind. Hey, don't forget to do your math facts. And here's the thing. Say the first video, you know, COVID had just struck. The schools had been closed for a month, which between you and me, within a month, if they're not sending out some educational stuff, I got no excuses for them, right? But let's just say we're going to cut them some slack. They're so confused. Mind you, they're supposed to be educating, right? But they're so confused, they don't know what to do. So we'll give them the first month. Didn't it occur to any of them at any point to say, hey, you know, I really need to reach out to my kids because I want to make sure that they're getting something? No.
Because they don't care.
So
I'm
so frustrated. And that the parents would put up with that. If I was a parent in that school, they'd have a piece of my mind immediately.
You know, and I'm not making excuses for the parents, but I think maybe just in the beginning, because I'm just trying to kind of look at it from a distance. Maybe they were just so overwhelmed where this just hit everybody out of nowhere. And then part of it is even like, this is the craziest, stupidest thing. I can't believe we're shutting it down. We're shutting down businesses and the country for something that just doesn't necessarily make sense. So maybe that's part of the reason why the parents didn't fight back as much as they're doing now.
I like that attitude. Right? I like that attitude. But remember, those were the days where the parents were all tearing their hair out, wondering how they were going to get their kids, you know, quote unquote, homeschooled while the schools were shut. So as parents, they should have been reaching out. Now, I honestly didn't follow up with my friend, but that's not true actually, because I didn't follow up specifically, but I mentioned that to him. And he never got back to me and said, oh, yeah, there were some parents who were outraged, or, oh, yeah, I called the school and asked them for, you know, work to do. And you know that there were some schools who were saying, listen, some of the kids don't have access to the Internet, so nobody's going to get any work online because some of the kids can't get to the work. And that is just, look, we live in
a competition society.
Don't push your socialism on me until we actually have socialism. But that's what they're doing. And so when you realize that that is the focus of the schools, okay, behavior modification and the dumbing down of your children, why? Why are you subjecting your children to that? And I'll tell you why. It's because you've been conditioned to think that they're doing right by your kids. And who did that conditioning? Gee, let me think about it. The schools did the conditioning. So you're a product of that system, and therefore you won't question that system, but you will subject your children to that system, even though the evidence is telling you it's the wrong thing to do. And I'm just the person in the darkness that's trying to shine a light for you to see your way out of this black box, because you are suppressing your children. You are handicapping them because you're putting them into the system that turned you out, and you think that you're incapable. And I'm here to tell you, not only are you not incapable, you're infinitely capable. Your children will love you more, have more respect for you, and you can find your way out, and I can help. And that's why I'm doing the show that I do. That's why I've written the books that I've written. And by the way, everything's up on samsorbo.com. That's why I do my podcast once a week. Look, my mission is to empower parents, because they just don't know, and they just don't know what they don't know. And half of it is just because they've been conditioned to believe certain things. And it the evidence is right there, and they refuse to sort of rethink it enough to get outside the box. I mean, it's really frightening when you think about it.
Well, people don't like change, and the first thing that they're thinking of is if I do take my kid out of school, then I have to do the work, which means I have to quit my job. Or if I'm not working, then I have to figure out how to teach, or I have to figure out how to do that. So, you know, that's selfish, right? That's the selfish portion, unless it's for financial reasons. Not everybody can quit their job and then stay home, but you can figure things out if you try.
Here's the thing, and this is going to sound harsh, but okay, if you want to say selfish, I don't typically say selfish. I say misguided, right? If you want to say that they're misguided, I'm just saying you're sacrificing your children. Mm-hmm. And let's not do that. Let's instead uplift our children and figure out, is there a way to get this done? Try it for half a year. That's what I did. I tried it for a semester. I just said to Kevin, I just want to try it. And it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And yes, I put way too much pressure on myself. So I'm here to tell you how to not put that much pressure on yourself and how to get it done without pulling your hair out. It is not that difficult. But you think it is, right? Because that's Michelle. You know, I love you. But what I'm hearing from you is what you've been taught from the schools, that education is difficult. And it takes a lot of effort, and it takes a lot of time, right? Because that's what we've been taught. So I get that. And I'm here to tell you, no, it doesn't. No, it's not. It's just not that hard a thing to do. And that's why I'm changing the branding of it. It's not school and it's not home. So we're not calling it homeschool anymore. We're calling it self-teaching, because the parent is not supposed to know everything, because that paradigm is old. So that paradigm is, gee, I don't know how to do something. I better go find a teacher or an authority figure to tell me. That is anti-American. We are bootstrappers. We figure out how to get stuff done all by ourselves. And you've done that because, let me ask you this. Did you go to school to learn how to podcast?
Oh, God, no. There's a lot of stuff in school that you don't learn. And the reason why I was giving those examples is because that's what I'm assuming a lot of the parents are thinking, because they've been in that process.
No, you're doing a great job.
I have no use. I have no use for the education system. Yeah. I'm the first person
you're
doing, that said,
You're doing a great job presenting the thought patterns of people. And so, you know,
they've learned.
You're doing a fantastic podcast. You didn't go to school for that. Other people have done fantastic things, and they didn't go to school for it. So the paradigm from school is you need to find a teacher who knows everything to teach you. And I'm pointing out to people, no, you don't. You need to figure out how you learn and then fulfill that. And so you need to figure out how your child learns and help them discover how they learn. And then they can learn anything. So what you're doing is you're freeing the child rather than shackling him or her to a system that tells them that they can't do anything, because that's what the school paradigm teaches us, is that you can't do anything that you haven't been formally educated in. And that is a crippling thing. That's worse than whole word reading, which was an abject failure, which our schools wholeheartedly adopted, spent a crap load of money buying new books for, and then it was an abject failure, and it crippled a whole generation of readers. You know, the evidence is just piled up against our school system to such a degree. I'll go toe-to-toe with anybody on this.
No, you're right, though. I mean, it's by design to actually not make the students even more productive or more knowledgeable. It's indoctrination at this point rather than teaching. That's what the Common Core, when that first came in, it was about memorizing it rather than understanding why. So then you can't use those. The whole purpose of just math alone was so that you can utilize that in different thought processes and critical thinking and how to come up with solutions and formulas, rather than just memorizing 2 and 2 is 4. Well, why?
Right.
They don't want you to know the why. That they're trying to keep you hidden. And then, of course, what now? You've got CRT, SEL, and the most recent one is the C. CSE, Comprehensive Sex Education, which at least we have here in Arizona. So you have three categories of letters that have nothing to do with bettering human beings. And
that's right. No,
if anything, you don't have to do it at home. You can
the opposite.
You can teach them. Yeah.
Let's just go through this. CRT is critical race theory. It teaches children that they are inherently racist and there's nothing they can do about it.
It's crazy.
That's child abuse. It
yeah.
teaches children that their white mother has oppressed them, but their black father who skipped town is perfectly, you know, is the one who
he's
really
cool.
loves them or something. It's insanity. It teaches children to hate each other because of the color of their skin. It is racism, pure and simple.
Yeah.
1619 Project says, if you're American, there's nothing you can do about it. You're hateful. And then we talked about Common Core. CSE, explain to me why a second grader needs to know the word lubrication. Unless
yeah.
you're talking about motors, which you're not. You're talking about body fluids. Shame. Really, shame.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You parents, look, I love you, and I love teachers, okay?
Good
I think
one.
Teachers are trying to do the best that they can in a broken system, and I get it. They want to keep their jobs. But at some point, you got to give up the ghost. You got to say, this is a bridge too far. And parents, you don't know your teachers. You know, you interview your babysitters. You interview your plumbers. You interview, you know, your real estate agents. And you don't interview your teachers because you take whatever teacher the bureaucracy assigns to you. And there are some bad teachers out there. And you have no idea what those teachers are going to pour into your children. You have no – look, we've already seen it with critical race theory. We've got teachers in, I believe it was Ohio, who came out and said, well, they're telling us that we're not allowed to teach critical race theory, but we're going to teach it anyway. You have no idea what those teachers are going to say in the classroom. You know, the Christians in – I think it was Florida, here where I live, were so happy because DeSantis said we're going to have 2 minutes of silent time in school. Silent time. And I said, you can applaud that all you want, but you have no idea how the teacher will couch that. What
mm-hmm.
if the teacher comes out and says, okay, class, we got 2 minutes of silent time. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But apparently some people like to pray to some imaginary god. So good luck with that. I'm going to get some work done. And you guys just sit quietly for 2 minutes while the state tells you to not think about anything. You have no idea what the teacher's going to say. And you think that your children are going to come home and tell you. But I know plenty of children who won't talk to their parents because they're afraid of the repercussions because they know their dad's going to march on down to the school system if he hears, you know, boop. He'll just march on down. And they don't want the ramifications. They don't want to have to deal with that. So you can't protect your children from that unknown virus that's infected our schools.
Yeah, it's on a mission now. You have to keep that in mind, and it's multiplying. It's like an infestation of this ideology, and it's been brewing for decades, and it's expanding. So that's why, like you said, it's important to find out what is coming out of these teachers' mouths, because maybe a year or two ago that teacher hadn't slipped and went literally insane. Which, you know, that's what these liberals do. Because I have friends that, like 2-3 years ago, I could have a conversation with them. Now I can't. And it's not because I don't like them. It's just what's coming out of their mouth is just, it's insane. It's literally, it's beyond socialism. It is Marxism. You know, you say the toxic liberal left. I mean, these people, some of them literally lost it. So maybe the teacher was not bad. Now maybe their ideology is going to be poisoning your children. So you really need to find out what they do. Like, I'd sit in the classroom if it was me. I'd sit there and listen to what they had to say.
Right.
And you need
to. Here's the problem. With very young children, there are certain things. And this, I've told my kids this countless times. There are certain things you can't unsee. There are certain mm-hmm. things you cannot unhear. And so, you know, I tell the story of this 10th grader who called my show with her dad and their lawyer. And she had been exposed to a homoerotic, pornographic, graphic poem, complete with all kinds of swear words
in
her class. And yes,
wow.
And it wasn't even English lit. It was like, I can't remember what it was, but anyway, That was in her public school in Colorado. And they, you know, her dad marched down there to the school board and said, you've got to remove this and I want an apology. And so they got the, you know, sorry, not sorry letter from the 27-year-old professor. And the school board said, well, we're not going to remove the poem because that's literature. And that's why, you know. And so what did she do? She went back to school. And I said, you know what, at some point, Dad, you need to intervene and stand up for your daughter and say this will not stand. I mean, here's my problem with that is you had the presence of mind to go down there and to demand certain things, and then when you didn't get them, you just rolled over.
Mm-hmm.
So their point was, well, she's ministering to a young atheist in her classroom. And I said, ministering how? Teaching her that Christians roll over, that they don't actually believe in their convictions, that they're you know, easily bamboozled. Like, what is she teaching them? You know, folks, we got to start standing up for ourselves and standing up for our convictions. It's absurd.
Well, a lot more parents are probably feeling the same way he did, that you are feeling the way that I just can't believe that that was nowadays I can believe it happened, but there's power in numbers, everybody.
Right.
So pick up the phone tree like they used to have or however it works now and call them all up and say, let's go together to the school and the school board meeting. And you've got to do something.
Well,
we don't have a lot of time.
And I love that. I love that. And I'm seeing more parents standing up at the school board meetings. And of course, my caution is, if your child is in class and gets basically feels violated by a poem, it's too late for that. You remove the child and you don't expose her to that professor anymore. You demand that they at least demand that they change her out of that class. At least demand that they give her, you know, an A grade and they replace the class with something else or what have you. Like no, you cross the line. I want some kind of repair made, okay? But at the same time, if your school board has approved this, right, they're too far gone. So you need to find candidates to run for school board and replace them. And in the meantime, you shield your child from that. And I said to the young girl, I said, you know, if you really want to affect change, maybe you should be striking outside the school like a young woman named Greta Thunberg did, and she changed the world. And she wasn't even striking about what was happening in the school. So I'm just saying, like we need to rethink this. And the way we rethink it is we need to understand that what's happening in our schools is not education. So just give up the ghost. That's not education. How are you going to get your kids an education? Maybe try self-teaching. Because the old paradigm is old and it's done. It's gone. It doesn't work. We got kids graduating from college, can't get jobs. We have employers who are specifically looking for children who didn't go to college because they understand how the college mentality limits the mindset of the child and does not produce productive problem-solving individuals. It produces individuals who can regurgitate facts on a test, but they can't think. And we want our children, we want to raise our children to know how to think. And that's a completely different paradigm. So that's what I'm advocating for. And I before you let me go, sorry, I want to get a plug in for my new book, which is called Work for Warriors. And it's about you sort of mentioned it. It's fighting back against the crazy socialists and the toxic liberal left because they're taking our language and they're changing our words. They're changing the very definitions of our words. So if you think that fascism is right wing, I've got news for you. Fascism is left wing. You can look it up online and it will tell you that it's right wing. But if you actually look at what the fascists did and traditionally what fascism means, it means everything left wing. It means big government controls your life. And their tactics are bullying and intimidation and violence. And that's what we saw over the summer with the Antifa movement that strangely calls themselves anti-fascists, but in fact is fascist. It's the very definition, the epitome of fascism, and many other words like that. So if you're interested at all in the way that the left is taking our language, changing the definitions and using them against us. So they will tell you that your school has an A grade. An A grade translates to, I think it's like a 38% proficiency on exams. 38% translates to an A. I'm just saying, like, you need to look behind the words because they are not afraid of taking the words and using them to lie to you.
Yes, and they make up definitions to confuse you, and then, you know, it's part of their overall agenda of communication so that you don't necessarily you think left is right and right is left and up is down and down is up, and you just go, I have no idea what that woman just said. It's a full sentence of words that didn't mean what they normally mean. So it's gotten extreme, and I encourage everyone to get the book because it'll help you understand and actually kind of communicate and have the almost like you need the comeback lines when somebody says some of these things to you, because it's you need your ammunition. You got to go. Yeah. You got to bump.
And I
got to
say,
show.
I had a lot of fun writing the book. It's quite sarcastic. People are really enjoying it because it's funny and fun. And, you know, we're called to be happy warriors. We can't get too overwhelmed with any of this stuff. The truth will out.
You want to give your website?
SamSorbo.com. Just
Simple.
Go to SamSorbo.com. You'll find everything there.
And follow her on social media. Everybody, I know you got a bump. You've got the 2 o'clock, but I'd love to have
you
come back on and knock some sense into everybody and encourage them to get those kids and teach them at home, Sam. So thank you so much for everything
thank
that you're
you.
Doing. Your show's great, by the way.
All right. Thank
it's
you
Sam
so much.
Sorbo.
Take care.
You're welcome. You're welcome. What a great woman, everybody. She is no holds barred, which is awesome. I love that she just tells you how it is. She gives you the truth. She gives you the facts. And she's giving you solutions, too, which is awesome. And more people like her are needed to stand up, to fight back in a way where not physical. Come on, guys. I'm not even going to clarify and stupid like that. What's the left would do? They would like spin it. It's just as you mentioned in her book. Her book is Words for Warriors, Fight Back Against Crazy Socialists and the Toxic Liberal Left, SamSorbo.com. So go check that out. Go check out her show is on. I was also on there. And then, of course, the Epoch Times, she's got a show through the Epoch Network, Epoch TV. So, yeah, she's one of those warriors who are out there fighting for the kids, standing up and encouraging the parents to take control, because the indoctrination and what's going on in these schools. And she made a great point, which we've not really discussed in detail on this show. And I'm just going to wrap it up because I want to keep it to the 2-hour mark. She said, you know, depending on what is really coming out of these schools and what is being taught, sometimes they're too far gone until you change, which is, you know, we encourage people to go to the school board meetings. But if the leadership positions are still the people there that are in the indoctrinators that are part of this agenda of the CRT, the CSE, the SEL, the 1619 Project, things like that, if they are still part of that, then it's time to move to another school district until you get the candidates in there, in the elected positions to actually be real leaders. So, a lot of things to think about, a lot of things going on the planet today. And again, we want to encourage everybody to take action, So what I would like you to do is I would like you to join our Save My Freedom movement. We're bringing in all the groups, all the past guests, which are the partners, the different organizations. We're bringing everybody together so we can, as things are going to be quickly changing in this country, that we want to make sure that we have the mobilization and the encouragement, whether it's digital or physically in person, or the resources in order to, obviously we want you to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life and make a difference, especially in your communities. But more so as the tactics of the Nazi regime of the Biden administration and these companies get more aggressive with the vaccine mandates, shall I say the non-vaccine mandates, and the censorship and the shutting down of websites, the shutting down of the influencers or the people who are delivering the truth, then, you know, how do you make a difference? How do you make a change? You stand up and you have your voice be told. Remember, I gave you the story real quick about Patty Porter when they went to the school board meeting. This is before a couple months ago. And the Tempe Board of School or the Tempe School District was requiring masks for kids, which we know that they don't do anything. It actually cuts off oxygen for people. It's kind of a no-brainer. Yeah. common sense with the mask on. You're breathing your own dirty air. And the particles of any virus or anything, it's much smaller than the holes, the porous holes of the mask. So it goes right through. So, and that's scientific. So if you want to follow the science, follow the science. And in order for them to get the mask mandate to become optional, so masks were then optional, which is insane that we were going to have these conversations. It took 11 moms. They each signed a notice. They handed it in, and it just took 11 people to have that reverse. So it doesn't take much, but it requires the movement, the people to get involved, to take action, and to physically be present, show up. Just like all of the protesters that you've seen over the past two weekends in Europe. You're talking millions of people, okay? If we did that here in the United States of America, the land of the previously free, who have apparently forgotten that the reason why we had that freedom is because of the brave. If we did that, because just think of we could get all this done. No, there would be no mandate for anything because the people said, Oh, hell no. You're talking about health now. You're talking about life and death situations. And join our movement. We're putting something amazing together. It's the Save My Freedom Movement. Text the word ACTION, ACTION, to 877-695-1886. And please encourage all of your friends, your families, your contacts, your clients to go visit our resource center, right? It's the platform. It's our platform, our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. The information that I put on there, which I never thought I would have to add back on, we're talking about the max, mandates and all that, right? Remember we were saying mask hole months ago? Don't be a mask hole. Don't get Shawshanked. Remember when they went to the movie Shawshank Redemption? They were in prison. Then they got out of prison. But then they were kind of feeling like they wanted to go back in. They all wanted to go back in to obey, to follow orders. That's not us. That's not we the people. So don't get Shawshanked, everybody. Don't put the mask on. It's only hurting your health, and it's a symbolism of control and tyranny. And the information about the COVID-19 not even being a real virus is out there from the FDA and the CDC. Listen to the episode from Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthrangerreport.com. He's on our must-listen-to page. Listen to it from Saturday and listen to it from today. I'm going to post it on the website. I'm going to put it on the homepage. I'm also going to put it on the COVID facts. I would encourage everyone that you know to start using this platform as a resource because I've added, obviously I want you to listen to past shows. Obviously I want you to listen to other people's shows that are on our must listen to page under the Take Action tab. Obviously I want you to join some of the groups and the organizations on our must follow and join group. Those are the people that are telling you that messages that matter, of course, from the people that you need to know about and the groups that have all of the resources. I want you to do that too. Pick the ones that work for you and what they offer. And we're adding new ones all the time, but the resources, right? The resources is what is there. So under, you go to the COVID facts. I have all of the different options from the professionals, from the experts, like Dr. Zeb Zelenko. You've got Dr. Brian Artis. You've got, I'm blanking on their names. I'm going to pull it up here. It's with perbudesonine, for ivermectin, for HCQ. So all of that, and especially in the America's Frontline Doctors is on there. So all of these resources are there so you can easily find it depending on what you need. If you want to get the prophylactics, if you actually need the medications, if you want the therapeutics and the protocols, and then the COVID vaccines, right? You want those exemptions, those religious exemptions. I put Peggy Hall's information on there. So then that way you can get that directly from her website. So at least gets you gets you to that website. So you don't have to think of all who's that professional? Who's that one guy that I saw on that one show that I couldn't remember the thing? If you just go to the exemptions, COVID vaccines, tests, and masks, as soon as I find somebody who is doing that, I'm going to post the graphic on there and send the information so that when you click on it, it'll get you to that website. It'll get you to that link. It'll get you to where you need to go. So I put Peggy Hall's information, which is really great. And she has videos and she has the documents and all that, the process, a lot more stuff. But then there was also information on all of the religious exemptions, even including the military was listed on there. And that was Andrew Torba, who is the CEO of Gab. So yeah, I put his link on there. So you'll see that graphic. And then Dr. Shannon Croner, she's coming on the show on Friday the 13th. Oh, we've got a Friday the 13th at 1 p.m. And she is, her organization is about the religious exemptions and freedoms and the religious leaders, like real leaders. So literally, start using this as the resource because the information is there. There's a lot more, but that was just ones that I added this weekend that I wanted to let everybody know because I think you're going to need them. So go ahead and grab that, and I believe you have to get them notarized. So you might want to get prepared to have that. And then it'll also give you talking points. Like in Peggy Hall, will tell you what to say when someone says, put a mask on. It's not, if they can't legally mandate you to have a mask, a vaccine or a non-vaccine or even a PCR test, but they're violating the Constitution. There are lawsuits that they're filing, and that's through Thomas Renz, right? Thomas Renz, our buddy and one of our partners, Thomas Renz, and he's working with America's Frontline Doctors. He's working with Dr. Pam Popper over at Make Americans Free Again. He's on episode 226 if you want to listen to that. So they're filing it, but it's going to take a while. It's going to, you know, so you just got to know what you can do to not obey and succumb, right? So let's see what else. Dr. Pam Popper, speaking of, she will be on Friday's show on Friday. And Raj Doraswamy is coming on. He's going to be talking about Defend Our Union, his organization. They've got a couple great events coming up that I will be participating in. And then next Monday is Peggy Hall at 1 p.m. and Sheriff Mack at 1:30. We're going to be talking Constitution. It's going to be a Constitution throwdown. We're going to ask him about the border. Why aren't these sheriffs following the Constitution? And then why are the sheriffs allowing cities to enforce a mandate when it comes to vaccines, PCR tests, and masks, PCR tests, the non-vaccines. So yeah, if the sheriffs are obligated to answer to we the people, then what's going on? Why are we having these issues? Yes, I can understand if it's a liberal, non-constitution loving sheriff like we have here in Mayor Corruption County. But what about these other counties in Arizona and other states? So we will talk about that. And again, Dr. Shannon Croner will be on next Friday at 1 o'clock. So anyway, like I said, just start using this as a resource and encourage people to also access the information. And of course, as far as the episodes of our past shows, I have to write it down because it changes, obviously, every time I have a show. We have had 224 partners. And that's 533 of these live segments. And you can find all of these shows on our Take Action tab, obviously the episodes tab, and you'll see purpose-driven partner segment. That's this live show. There's blog episodes that we have from the shows in the past. There's famous and more well-known people, the names that you will recognize. There's another page there that you can access all of those shows. So yes, start listening to them depending on what topic you need to know some information about to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. So if you could text the action to 877-695-1886, join our Save My Freedom movement. I have a special for you on Friday, which I was going to do today, but we're going to do it on Friday. A cool giveaway. And then, check out all of the information on the Take Action tab, the must listen to people, the must follow and join Those are the ones yet. I know that you will recognize most of their names for the organizations or for them individually. And these are the people you should follow on social media too, like Dr. Christiana Northrup, episode 230, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We're getting her on here hopefully this month. We're trying to get her on for this month. And then, of course, Dr. Larry Pilebsky, episode 213. Dr. Pam Popper, episode 214. She's coming in on Friday. So there's a lot of information there. Everything that you need literally is there. And let's all decide to take action and stand up. Stand up to the things that you believe in or believe that you need to stand up for, like this freedom, your freedoms. How about your freedoms, everybody? We can do this. We can do this together. Just as Mike Miller said, you know, he decided to stand up, created an organization. Now he's getting a show and he's making it happen and working with other people to make a difference, because what's going on now in just about every category is just wrong. It is just wrong. And literally, again, it's not politics anymore. It is life. That's why it's take action at BLC, business, life, and community, because everything has been infested. So it is time, everybody. All right, it's 2:15. We're going to wrap it up. I didn't mean to ramble, but I just want everybody to know that the resources are there. They're there on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And when I say renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, and reopen America 100%, I really mean it. I didn't think that we would be talking about shutdowns or these mandates again or the vaccine passport. So we've got to stand up and fight back, everybody. We're going to give you the information to do that. Become part of the Save My Freedom movement. That's what needs to happen. I'm telling you. Remember that once you commit, everything changes. And again, I still can't believe I have to say it. Don't be a mask hole, people. And you don't want to be shanked. You want to put that common sense cap on and leave it on all day. Sleep in it. Because remember that courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. Find other like-minded people or even people who don't like what's going on in the world and want to join together and start with that in your community. Find out who wants to make a difference and invite them to join us. We'll all do it together. We'll all do it together, but find out. Start talking to your friends, your family, your contacts. Because it affects everybody's life. And like I said, it's coming. It's coming like a nuclear Biden bomb. This is literally a week to 2 weeks. And everything's going to be changing. They're already talking about lockdowns in the next 2 weeks for something that doesn't, well, what they say, COVID-19. That's not a thing. That was made up. The spike proteins from the vaccine, that's real. That's the problem. That's why they're pushing it. But anyway, I think we've covered more than enough of that. And just a special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information, their episodes, and their shows are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. I gave you a lot today, a lot to take in. You might want to re-listen to the episode a couple of times. Grab that pen and paper and jot down the information, because it's going to be a life-changing for you. I promise. I promise. I promise. You can always start with the Take Action tab on the website. All right, so Wednesday, we are not going to have this format for the show, but I am going to post a special segment of one of the past guests that is just their portion. So that way you can get some incredible information that you might have missed if you only tuned in like the first or second hour of the show, depending on. And I can't tell you which one it is today because there might be some major changes that happen between today and tomorrow. So I might say we're going to go with this topic, and then all of a sudden we got to do a 180. So tune in Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. And then, of course, we will be live with the 5 guests, 7-minute segments, and 2 amazing soapbox guests on Friday at 12 p.m. 1, Raj Doraswamy, Defend Art Union. And at 1:30, Dr. Pam Popper, Make Americans Free Again. God, I love that woman. So, yes, you've got lots to do. Remember, get up an extra hour every day so you can do your take action items for your business, your life, and your community. Take action, BLC. Make your plan. But first, every morning, First you pray, then you plan, then you take action. If you're still listening, thank you so much. If you're awake, I think you are. A lot of homework from this show. It's not that I want you to have homework. It's just that again, we're at a really critical point. And if you just have time to listen to one show, Mike Adams from today, and you'll be on my same page the next time you listen to us here and Everything Home Talk Radio Show podcast and patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform, your censorship-free safe space sanctuary for patriots. Everybody, we're going to do a little God Bless America, and then we are good to go. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And thanks to all the partners. Don't forget, join our community, social media, newsletter, Rumble. Subscribe on the podcast, whatever platform you like. You can always listen to the show live on the homepage of our website. There's a player on there. And then what else have we got? Oh, it says links. It says links right there, a big graphic, links. That's where you're going to get to all the links. If you want to go quickly, you can go to everythinghomeaboutus.com. All right. Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Another guest. A name you'll recognize. Topic? Depends on what happens in the United States of America tomorrow. The land of the formerly free. Let's get it back, everybody. Have a great day, because you deserve it.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off. Yeah.